Today, I want to focus on something that I'm seeing a lot in people's lives, and that's this feeling of being overwhelmed instead of on point, the science of sustainable high performance. Burnout isn't caused by working too hard. It's caused by working hard without the right focus, the right habits, and the right support. How do we stay in that place of being overwhelmed? In our current work environment, most professionals are not struggling because of a lack of effort. They're struggling because their energy is scattered, and it's scattered in so many different directions. And the biggest culprit of all of this is a reactive mindset that leads to reactive work patterns. When you spend your day constantly reacting to emails, texts, messages, or quick questions, you fall into what neuroscientists call continuous partial attention. Your brain is always engaged, but never fully focused. Over time, this constant cognitive load leads to decreased productivity. You work more hours, but you actually accomplish less. It leads to increased stress. Your nervous system stays in a low-level fight-or-flight state, and it adds to higher error rates, where scattered attention leads to costly mistakes. It's a recipe for burnout, not because you're working too hard, but because you're working without the mental clarity and focus that you need to be successful. Let me share a story with you, which is actually a compilation of stories. This thing called continuous partial attention is robbing us of our best focus and our best efforts. I see this consistently in the work that I do with leaders and with their teams. It is a counterproductive habit that we deal with early in the EQ Fit masterminds, because the outcome of continuous partial attention is a reactive mindset that becomes a roadblock to growth, to new skill development, to innovation, to creativity, and more impactful strategic thinking and implementation. Let me share a few examples of this in what I have observed recently. The first is a partnership where two owners started a company. It's been successful for many years. Then continuous partial attention set in with one of the partners. The business was not as exciting. Other things became more interesting. The one partner lost sight of the original goal and the passion for the business. It ended in a partnership split. Now, the single owner is back on point and leading his team to become more than what they have been in the past. New vision, renewed passion. The next situation was with another two partners. They became so wrapped up in their different ideas of what the business should be, that's when continuous partial attention set in. In this situation, they missed some of the key indicators of a business slowdown. This put them in a mode of cost-cutting and trying to play catch-up to get back on a good footing. They're still working through that process at this time. The last situation I will share is with a team that is trying to grow. They are bringing on new people, they're upgrading their systems, creating new processes, developing training and onboarding materials, they're changing workflows and responsibilities. Being a small leadership team, they have taken on a massive transformation that has organically created continuous partial attention. While all of these things they're doing are good things, they are constantly in reactive mode. That reactive mindset happens over time. It isn't always easy to see. We don't necessarily see red flags or warning signs that it's happening. But I want you to stop and think about the past week. Where have you seen continuous partial attention show up? Where have you seen people that operate primarily in reactive mindset with reactive habits? The problem with that is there is no room for growth. There's no room for innovation. There's no room for continuous improvement when you're in that reactive mode. And we've all been there, because I find myself there at times as well. But I know that I cannot stay in reactive mode. Another example that I see all the time is the first thing somebody does when they get to their office and open their email is to start to go through the 200 to 300 emails that are there for them. The problem with that is, yes, there may be important emails in there, but what about setting some goals for the day? What is your plan for the day? How do you time block so that you get the most important things done that day? And don't find yourself 4 hours later, after you sat down to answer emails, still in your email inbox. And I know that sounds crazy, but there's a lot of people out there today that is where they spend the majority of the early part of their day, or even half of a day, in just that reaction mode. A reactive mindset is one where your attention, your time, and your energy are primarily directed by external triggers rather than internal priorities. Emails, text messages, urgent requests, and shifting demands take the driver's seat. Why is this important? A reactive mindset doesn't just affect how you work. It fundamentally shapes what you accomplish and the quality of the work that you do. When you're constantly responding instead of initiating, here's what happens. Your brain operates in a threat response mode more often. Elevated cortisol, lower prefrontal cortex activity. And the prefrontal cortex is where our higher thinking skills that are so important to our success happen. Here's something else that can happen in a reactive mindset. Make short-term risk-averse decisions rather than strategic long-term decisions. And another thing that can happen is experience mental fatigue faster, which leads to lower quality output later in the day. I think we've all been there. You get to 2 or 3 in the afternoon, especially maybe on a Friday, and you say, I'm done. I don't have anything left in the tank. And unfortunately, I see that a lot. Over time, these patterns normalize underperformance. Not because you lack skill or drive, but because your focus is being drained in the wrong places. Here's how it holds people and performance back. A loss of strategic clarity. You spend so much time reacting to other people's priorities that your own goals get sidelined. Reduced innovation. Creativity requires space for thought, but constant interruption shuts down your generation of ideas and innovation. Chronic stress. A reactive mindset and workflow keeps your nervous system in a low-level state of alert, which can lead to burnout. And lower trust and leadership presence. When people see you constantly putting out fires, they perceive you as less in control. That's the funny thing about firefighting. When we're doing our work, it actually feels good, but it feels good for the wrong reason. It feels good because we're accomplishing things, but basically all we're doing is fighting the same fires day after day. We're not really accomplishing long-term goals. So let's start to look at creating exit ramps moving from that reactive mindset to a more proactive mindset. Breaking free from reactive patterns isn't about removing all the interruptions. It's about regaining control of your mental and emotional bandwidth. So I'm going to give you three different exit ramps you can start using immediately. Number one, the priority lock-in. At the start of the day, lock in your three most important tasks and schedule protected time for them before opening your email inbox or your messaging apps. The next one is interruptions with intention. Instead of responding instantly, set a batch response time for emails and for messages. This reduces the mental cost of constant context switching. That's a real thing. Every time your focus moves to something new, you lose a little bit of focus and energy. Even if it's infinitesimal, it still adds up over time, and you'd be surprised at how much of your energy and focus it'll eat up in just a few hours. And the third thing you can do is pause and pivot. When an unexpected request comes in, pause for 10 seconds and ask, does this align with my core priorities today? If not, defer it, delegate it, or schedule it for later. All of this comes back to our foundation of emotional intelligence. Escaping these reactive cycles depends heavily on self-awareness and on self-regulation, which is the ability to notice when you're being pulled off course and redirect your focus intentionally. High emotional intelligence individuals not only manage their own state, but they also set boundaries in a way that builds trust rather than resistance. The result? More control over your time, better quality work, and a stronger leadership presence. So let's continue talking about the emotional intelligence advantage. This is where emotional intelligence becomes a game changer for us. Self-awareness and self-regulation are the ability to recognize when you're sliding into reactivity, pause and reset before your day gets hijacked by other people's priorities, and maintain focus on what matters most, even in high-pressure environments. Leaders and professionals who excel at these emotional intelligence skills, they recover faster from interruptions, they keep stress levels lower under the same workload, they make higher quality decisions because they're not clouded by feeling overwhelmed. Gallup's research on high-performing teams shows that when individuals consistently manage their focus and their emotional state, productivity and engagement climb dramatically. Here's another client story for you. This is a client who was spending 60 plus hours a week and still felt like they were falling behind. Ever been there? I think I have, probably several times in my career. They were reactive all day long, chasing urgent tasks and constantly shifting gears. So we worked on two things. And it's important to keep it simple so that we can actually accomplish what we need to accomplish. The first thing, identifying their critical growth habits, the small, high-value actions that really did move the needle for them. And number two, building self-regulation and self-awareness rituals that created protected focus time. How you are protecting your time every day is so critical in a world that is demanding more and more of us. Within about 8 weeks, they were able to reduce their workload and their work week by 15%. What does that mean? They were literally able to do more in less time and feel like their workload was less. They increased measurable output in their highest priority projects, and they reported feeling calmer, more in control, and less exhausted at the end of the day. Their words summed it up. This is what they said. "I didn't realize how much mental energy I was wasting on reacting until I replaced it with intentional focus." So let's get really practical here. I'm going to give you two micro habits to shift from reactive to more proactive. You don't need to overhaul your entire work style to see results. Start with these two habits. The first one is called the first 15. Spend the first 15 minutes of your day planning, not reacting or responding. Identify your top three priorities and block time for them before you do anything else. This signals to your brain that you control the day's direction. Here's the second micro habit you can put in place, the reset breath. Every time you switch tasks, take one deep breath and mentally name your next focus. This micro pause helps your brain transition cleanly instead of dragging mental clutter into your next activity. I cannot stress how important that is, because if we can cleanly disengage from one area of focus and re-engage with the next area of focus without dragging in the concerns, the worries, the baggage from that other thing we were focused on, you're going to be more productive, more focused, more successful. How do we create this path to sustainable high performance? Here's where it comes from. It isn't about grinding harder. It's about aligning your focus, your habits, and your emotional state so your effort produces meaningful results. And a great indicator is if you don't feel like you're producing meaningful results, then you probably aren't. And you probably need to look at what needs to change. Maybe it's a mind shift. Maybe it's a habit transformation. Whatever it is, that's what's going to be important for you to get where you need to be and feel like you're accomplishing what you need to. This is exactly what we work on in the EQ Fit Masterminds. Our masterminds aren't just about strategies. They're about rewiring how we think, how we act, and how we decide so we can maintain those high levels of performance and that those become our new normal. Mindset shift is so critical to getting into that foundational place that your mindset operates and everything you experience passes through that mindset as a filter. So creating the right mindset is so important. Think about this. If you're ready to replace feeling overwhelmed with clarity, with constant reactivity, with intentional results, let's talk. I would love for you to check out our EQ Fit Masterminds because we know the following things. If you're going to create the right mindset, it's going to include habit transformation. It's going to include the development of high levels of emotional intelligence. It's going to include developing and upskilling our rational thinking skills. And it's going to include new skills and new skill development. When you put all of those together, you are going to get your best possible outcomes. And that is going to lead to sustainable high performance.